Today we are going to cover a topic that is perhaps the most important thing that you can learn how to do if you want to start making money quickly and you want to start making money flipping houses, and it is how to find houses to flip. We're going to cover it on this video right now, right here. Let's do it. Okay, welcome to another episode with the Real Estate Freedom TV show. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for joining me on this video. We're going to cover a really, really, really important topic. It's perhaps one of the most important things. It is probably, I would say, one of the top things that people want to know about, what they want to learn, what you need to learn in order to get started or even be successful at all in this business of real estate, making money, flipping houses. It's how to find houses to flip. This whole thing about finding, right? How do I find deals? The reason why this is so important, the reason why this is coming up again and again and again, and the reason why you need to know this is because this is the toughest part of the business. When you learn how to find good deals, everything else is easy. You can flip them for massive profits if you find the deal. Find the good deal, the money will follow, right? You'll make a ton of money. It's easy to wholesale them. It's easy to flip them. Everybody's looking for deals right now. It is the best time ever. You can make more money than you've ever made in this business in at least the 15 years that I've been doing this full time, but you've got to get good at finding deals. So let's talk about this. Let's break it down and make sure you understand what you need to do to find houses to flip. Okay. Number one, it's important you understand how we break up the finding, department, let's call it, or acquisitions of deals. And really when we look at deals, they fall into one or two categories. It's either an on-market lead or an off-market lead. Okay, so let's break it down. On-market means what? What does on-market mean? On-market just means that it's listed for sale with an agent, a real estate agent. Okay, it's listed for sale with an agent. Once a seller says, you know what, I want to sell my property, I'm going to go hire a real estate agent to sell my home, that now becomes an on-market lead. Now, there are lots of those. It's kind of the first thing that people think of when they think of, you know, looking for a deal. On-market means that it's public knowledge, meaning everybody and their brother knows about it, because once it goes on market, it hits the internet, it's on Zillow, it's on Trulia, it's on Realtor.com, it's on Redfin, it's on all the websites, and everybody knows about it, right? There's no surprise there. Off-market is simply the opposite, meaning it's not listed for sale with an agent. It's not. There's no agents involved. Okay, so it's a private seller. They want to sell their house. They're motivated. They need a cash investor. It's distressed or they're financially distressed. They would gladly sell that property for peace of mind at a discount to you or me. But here's the thing. When it comes to off-market, they don't know that you exist, right? And you don't know that that deal's out there, maybe, unless you've got some things in place to find off-market. On-market's easy. Go on the internet and boom, there they are. Super easy. Really easy to find on-market. Off-market takes a lot more work. Because on-market is so easy to find them, it's also the most competitive, right? Because everybody knows about it, meaning when a good deal comes on market, you got lots of people trying to get that deal, making offers, so you have a lot of competition. I want you to watch another video where I talk about my ninja strategy called the double dip strategy, which is how to get on market deals, how to get actually agents bringing those deals to you. And so before they're even listed, it's an awesome strategy for on market and off market. Now, what would make a good off market deal, right? What would be a lead that would fall under off market? Well, it could be pre-foreclosure. Pre-foreclosure means somebody's behind on their payments and the bank is starting the foreclosure process. Okay, you can actually get a list of pre-foreclosure names and addresses, and you can then market to them. How do you market to them? Well, you send them direct mail. You mail them a letter that says, hey, I'll buy your house for cash. Okay, and you try to find them that way. It could be probate, meaning somebody died, the heirs have the property, and now they're motivated to sell. Could be a burned out landlord who doesn't want to rent it anymore and they'd rather just, you know, sell it quickly and get out of it. Could be somebody who's moved out of state, an out of state owner. or an absentee owner, meaning they don't live in the property anymore and they now need to get rid of it and sell it quickly. It could be an absentee owner. It could be they're behind on their taxes. It could be they're going through a bankruptcy. They're going through a divorce. It could be a number of any kind of reasons why somebody would be motivated. The question isn't why they're motivated. It's why have they decided not to list it for sale with an agent? And there are a lot of people ask me this. They're like, well, why would somebody not hire an agent to sell it? Won't that get them the most exposure? Won't that be the fastest way that they can find a buyer? And the answer is yes, it is, because you get maximum exposure because everybody will see it and know about it. But a lot of people, they don't want to list it with an agent. Why? Think about it. Some people are embarrassed about their situation. A lot of times the home is in really bad shape and they don't want pictures of their home out on the internet for everybody to see. They don't want their neighbors to see it. They don't want their family to see it. Maybe there's mold. Maybe they were hoarders and there's lots of garbage. A lot of people are intimidated by the idea of people coming in their home for showings. The biggest reason though is when someone goes to an agent and says, hey, I'd like to hire you to sell my house. The agent is going to say, you know what? Well, in order for us to get, you know, market value for your home, we need to do some things here. We need to clean this place up. We need to fix some things. We need to make this place presentable so that we can sell it to a buyer. And a lot of sellers are like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to fix it up. I don't have the time, money, or motivation to do that. I don't want to do anything. I just want to get rid of this thing. I just want to sell it quickly. I don't want people coming through my house. I don't want a buyer who's trying to get a mortgage and now they can't because I got to fix something before they can do it. I just want someone that can come in, take it off my hands and be done, take it as is. And I do not want to put it out on market. Okay. And that's why we have off market. We have a segment of buyers that are like that. And so if you want to get good at finding houses, you need to focus on both. I tell people, get good with on market, watch on market, learn some strategies for how you can get good deals on market where you're working with agents and you're getting those deals. But also, you're going to need to dedicate some time, energy, and effort into off market, learning how to market to private sellers. And really what it comes down to is there's a few strategies. Direct mail is one of them. Being able to learn how to get data, good data, where you can find pre-foreclosures and probates and absentee owners and burnout landlords and all these different people that would make great lead sources and be able to find them and get in front of them and them know that you're willing to step in and help them by buying their property and get good at that. Here's what I've learned, guys. In my own business, after doing this full-time for 15 years, and any other successful flippers that I know, they are masters at finding good deals. They dedicate the time and the energy and the resources to getting those good deals. It's the challenge is always the chicken before the egg, you know, the horse before the cart. You know, people say to me all the time, well, Jerry, you know, I don't have a marketing budget. I don't have money that I can put into, you know, buying data and doing direct mail and all of these things that are important. I know that. I can see that. To get leads, I don't have time. I don't have the money to do that. How do I still get started in this business when I don't have money to put into marketing? That's how I started too. I didn't have the money at all when I got started. And I actually drove around in circles up and down neighborhoods looking for vacant and distressed houses. That's how I got started because I just didn't have any money for marketing. You know, now I put a lot of money into marketing because I can. I've reinvested into my business. Every time I reinvest into marketing, it gets me more deals. I make more money, and that's how it goes. I'll give you an example. One of my students that I do a lot of mentoring with, he spends $10,000 every month on his marketing. Well, from that, last year alone, he did 42 deals and he made on average $20,000 profit per deal. Okay. So what is that? $800,000 in income for spending $120,000 annually, $800 a year in income, $120 in marketing. Was that worth it? Was that a good return on investment? Heck yeah. Would you spend $120,000 to make $800? I think you would, right? But how did he get there, right? Most people can't say, well, I can just start spending $10,000 a month. So what you need to do though is you need to get started. There are some free things you can do to find leads. there are some ways that you can still get access to deals and leads without a marketing budget. Then as you start to do some deals, reinvest some or as much of that profit as you can into your marketing budgets. Be smart about it. You know, if you can put as much of that initial profits from your deals back into your business, the more you can reinvest into your business, the faster you can grow that business. And that's any business. It's especially true with real estate. So here's what I want to do to help you out. I've got a software tool. It's called Data Cruncher. Data Cruncher. It's just a cool name that we named it. It's an on-market deal finding software tool. And what it does is it makes the on-market deals 10 times easier and 10 times faster to get to them. And what I mean by that is what this software does is it looks at all of the properties for sale on market and in any zip code. It does it by zip code. And then it gives you a list of all of the properties. You know, there could be hundreds or thousands that it sources through, and it will give you the list of just the ones that are underpriced. They're priced below the current market value in that zip code. Now, what does that do for you? It saves you countless hours of trying to figure out which are good deals and which ones are motivated sellers and which ones are underpriced. It gives that to you in a second. Put the zip code in, hit enter, it gives you that list. Saves you a ton of time, and it allows you to get to really good deals right out of the gate. Now, you gotta work those leads. You gotta go, you know, make offers and talk to the sellers and you know, get those deals under contract if you wanna make any money. But what it does is it shortcuts your access to good deals in a nanosecond. It's awesome. And I'm gonna give that to you for free. Yeah, you heard that right. I said for free. No strings attached. Well, I got one string attached. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's all I ask you to do. Not too much. By doing that, by the way, you get notified every time I do new videos like this. I'm doing videos like this almost daily in the channel, so it's awesome. And you can get, it'll notify you when new videos come out if you subscribe to the channel, so it's awesome. But go click on the link in the description below this video. There's the description box. Click on that link, and that's how you can get that software for free, help you find deals right away, and it'll jumpstart your deal finding methods in this business. But again, I want to encourage you, when you use that software and you start to get good deals from that software, think about taking a portion of those profits and reinvesting it into your marketing so that you can start to find off-market deals and really build out a deal finding machine. The more deals you find and the better you get at finding and getting deals, the more money you'll make in this business. When I first started in this business, I put all of my energy and focus in becoming a deal finding magnet. I just knew that, hey, if I can get really good at finding deals, I will make so much money in this business, and it's come true. I was able to become a millionaire in real estate by the age of 30 because I got good at finding deals. The better deals I find, the more deals I find, the more money I would make. And I got to a point where I was doing, you know, 5 deals a month, wholesaling them, started doing fix and flips and high-end new construction. All of that is a result of finding good deals and making that a really important part of my business. This software will help you get right to that point and start getting those good deals. All right, hope you enjoy it. Let me know how it goes. Leave a comment, share it with me, like this video, subscribe for sure, and I'll see you on the next video.